AMH Mobile.
AMH Mobile, K8RRD.
K8RRD, good morning, and AMH Mobile.
Yeah.
I didn't catch any of that.
Hey, the weather's too bad out.
I caught like 5% of that. I heard yap, and then it was nothing, and then I heard something about something outside, and that was it.
I understand what's going on then. Yeah, stay off. But anyway, I will let you get back to what you're doing. NADMHK8RRD.
I don't know what that was about. You were solid that time, but yeah, good deal. Roads over here aren't exactly delightful. But they're existing. So there you go. All right. NADMH Mobile.
Yeah, be careful out there with those experts that are driving. NADMH Mobile.
NADMH Mobile.
Going on today,
NABPX. Oh, programming cameras and safety training and your inventory. Oh boy.
That sounds like a rip-roaring good time.
Oh yeah, wouldn't want to be doing anything else. Wow, dude, that was a nice stop. Anyway, it's raining down here. Lovely.
Yeah, I snowed like mad here last night. But on my way into work, it was raining. So I was fighting, plowing snow with the bumper in the van, and then once I got on the main roads, the rain had made them wet ice. It was a really good time this morning.
Yeah. Yeah, we had about, I'd say we got about 6-7 inches last night. We got a bit of snow. Well, some spots was about an inch, and then some spots was 6-7 inches. Around my vehicle was around 6-7 inches, and kind of in the middle of the parking lot it was about an inch, so. My readings are useless because it guaranteed, no matter how much, no matter when it snows, if there's little wind or a lot of wind. It's going to drift.
Yeah, I'd say I got a solid 8 inches. I didn't measure it, but it was enough where I struggled to get out of the driveway. And I know that I'm going to have to snowblow as soon as I get home.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Well, it's lunchtime, so that's a good thing, right?
Yep. I just pulled into the gas station, and I'm going to go see what they have for roller grill stuff. Lunch and champions.
Always. Yeah, I got some frozen pasta I'm going to warm up. So, yippee.
Sounds delightful.
Yep. So. Oh. Not enough excitement happening right now. It's just so bland.
Well, there was for me, but I was forced to miss out on it.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. Ooh, it's slippery right there. Anyway. You'll have that. So. At least we're halfway through the day already.
Yeah, I lost some packets on you on that one.
You on 1-9?
Yeah.
And I'm thinking there's some ice buildup on the dish, the main backhaul dish. Because every once in a while, I set a consistent ping on it, and every once in a while, the ping would just skyrocket and then come right back down. So, also, I learned today why Mac City will randomly drop offline.
Yeah, why is that?
The dish mount on the levering side is loose. Apparently, it was a constant problem they had.
Oh. Well, that's lovely.
Yep, so if it's ever windy up there, you'll know why it drops off.
Good to know, I suppose.
Yep. So, and I've got the bits and pieces I need to figure out that voter thing. So I'll let you know my findings and how well that works. I'm probably going to put that together when I get home.
Cool. Sounds good.
Alrighty, well. I'm just about home real quick, so we'll catch you later. Any DMH.
Yep. I'm running in to grab me some rollerbill stuff. Catch you later. Any DMH.
N8MJL mobile.
N8DMH mobile.
K8WQK WDAJVQ.
Well, good afternoon, Dick. Can you hear me okay on this one?
K8WQK WDAJVQ. I'm not getting any answers, Pete. No, what's going on here?
WD8JVQ, can you hear me? KWQK back to you. How about on this one, Dick? Do you hear me?
WD8JVQ, I'm on, 44215, is that correct?
DMH mobile, Traverse City.
Everybody. Happy 2026. It's time for the Traverse Bay Amateur Radio Mercy Communications Oxcom Net. This is KGTC Net Control. The control operator for this net is Glenn, KSGZ. This net meets every Monday and precedes the Cherryland Amateur Radio Club MeshNet using the 146.86 repeater in Traverse City. Authorization for use of the repeater is provided by the Cherryland Amateur Radio Club. This is a directed net. The purpose of this net is to make announcements of amateur radio emergency service activities in our area. We will also pass messages to other amateur radio stations and to alert those listening for emergency or weather bulletins. If during emergency this repeater is not in operation, please go to the 444.35 Munson repeater. If the repeater is not working, please check the 146.58 simplex for net operations. At this time, net controls will stand by for any stations with emergency or priority traffic.
K8WPE /4, St. Augustine, Florida.
Dave, are you just checking in or do you have emergency traffic?
Just checking in.
All right, and youngster there, hold on. We're just got to get through our check-in here. No stations heard. At this time, net control will stand by for check-ins. When checking in, please transmit your first name followed by your call sign. After last call sign is heard, net control will confirm that you are checked in. I already have Dave checked in. And anyone else would please give me your first name and your call sign slowly, or I'll just give you a number. Those stations wishing to check in, please call now.
Drake, NADMH.
8 Alpha, Golf Yankee.
Mark, KC8, ZAP.
Mike, Whiskey 8, Victor Papa Charlie.
Christopher, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Mike Kilo.
KB8, SVJ.
Kilo Echo 8, Sierra Bravo, Kilo.
Well, we had a couple bubbles in there. Dave, I got you in there first. Kevin, KF8AGY, Drake. NADMH, I've got Mark, KC8ZAP, I've got Mike, W8VP, Christopher, KF8DMK, Bob, KB8FBZ, and Tony, you're KE8FBZ. There's a couple that we missed.
Kevin, Kilo, Delta 9, Whiskey, Whiskey Uniform.
Jim, Alpha Charlie 8, Delta Golf.
KB8SDJ, Bob.
Kevin, Bob, and Jim got you in there. Anybody else?
This is Brad, November 8, Juliet, X-Ray, Quebec.
Brad, you're in there. Anybody else? There's a station trying to get in. I'm just hearing static. Maybe change your location slightly. Still not getting in there. If you have any issues, please come to the project night. Well, tomorrow's a board meeting, but you're welcome to join us, and we'll see if we can figure out what's going on. All right, let's start with the top of the list with Dave. K8WP, Dave, you're in Florida. Tell us what's the weather.
Well, we arrived New Year's Eve, and the weather has been beautiful in the 70s. Some wind, lots of sunshine. I mean, we can feel our vitamin D levels rising. The bones are kind of aching because they're trying to grow a little bit with that extra vitamin D. We spent a couple of days just out shopping and getting everything arranged in the condo. And it's just been a beautiful experience, so I'm glad we're down here. And no other traffic. KWPE.
All right, I regret asking that question. Let's go to Kevin. Kevin, KF8AGY. Kevin, give me your location and messages to pass.
Net control, this is Kevin, KF8AGY. My location is Spider Lake, and I have no traffic. Back to you.
And let's go to Drake, NADMH. Drake, your location, any messages to pass?
Drake, NADMH, location is Hammond 5 Mile and no traffic.
Mark, KC8ZAP. Mark, your location, I message you to pass.
This is Mark, KC8ZAP, location 6 miles south of Chum's Corners, off of M37, and no traffic to pass. Back to net control.
Mike, W8VPC. Mike, your location, I message you to pass.
Net control, Whiskey 8, Victor Papa Charlie. Located Royal Oak, 14 and Crooks, no traffic. Back to net.
Christopher, KF8, DMK. Christopher, your location, I have messages to pass.
This is Christopher, KF8, DMK. I'm located 3.5 miles south of Buckley, no traffic. Back to you, net control.
Bob, KB8SEJ. Bob, your location, I have messages to pass.
This is KB8SEJ, located in Nelson City, Benzie County, no traffic.
Tony, KE8SBZ. Tony, your location, any messages to pass?
This is KE8SBZ, location Rennie Lake. Weather polar opposite of K8WPE.
Yeah, ain't that the truth. And Kevin, KD9WWU, I believe. Kevin, your location and messages to pass.
This is Kevin, Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey Whiskey Uniform, located northwest Indiana. No messages to pass.
Jim, KC8DG. Jim, your location and messages to pass.
AC8DG, Northport, just acknowledging and thank you for the emails last Sunday and Monday about the weather advisories.
And you're very welcome. Let's go to Brad, N8JXQ. Brad, your location, any messages to pass?
This is Brad, N8JXQ, on the east side of Traverse City. No traffic.
Any last-minute stragglers there? Nothing heard. Just want to remind everybody, the board meeting is tomorrow. We got a lot to talk about. The swap is coming up. Of course, Santa got some new toys for me. We'll have to talk about that as well. Anyone else, if you got some new stuff, bring it along. All right, we're going to do our usual digital traffic. This one is for 29 seconds. It's basically wishing everybody Happy New Year and reminding of the board meeting. Let's see if we can go for greater than 7 who received this message. Stand by for digital traffic. This is KGTC. Digital traffic is as follows. Traffic, if you receive that message, please check in.
Great, can you hear me? We got it.
KV8SEJ, full copy.
W8VPC, full copy.
All right, we had a couple of
Delta 9, Whiskey Uniform,
Bob
full copy.
Mike. What were the, looks like two others. That makes 5. Anybody else?
This is KC8ZAP. Did you get mine?
Got you in there, Mark.
Okay.
All right, we're on a roll. Excellent. I do want to remind people the swap is coming up. That's going to be, we're really looking forward to attending that. And, Barjman actually has some stuff to sell this year, so we'll see how that goes. All right, everybody, thank you all for checking in. As always, we have a little bit of a heat wave coming. I think it's going to be a high of 39 degrees on Thursday. We don't want to talk about those Florida people. But anyway, I'm looking forward to that heat wave. All right, everybody, thank you all for signing in. As usual, stay tuned to the 86 repeater for Skywarn-related information. All right, that's it for me. This is KGTC. Take it away, Cherry Lynn.
Well, thank you, Glenn, and hello, everybody. Yeah, let's not tell Doc Dave that Doc Dave, our weather, he's the heat wave up here. He might get jealous of us up here. So, anyways, let's get back to it here. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Monday evening Cherry Lane Amateur Radio MeshNet. My name is John. I'll sign this K8VNA, and I'll be your net control station this evening using the club call sign WATCM. The purpose of this net is to connect, learn, and build our amateur radio community. The MeshNet and the use of this WATCM repeater is authorized by the Cherry Lane Amateur Radio Club here in Traverse City, including all of Northern Michigan, as a sponsored club activity. Welcome to those using other repeaters who are also linked in. We will check in three groups. First, short time. Second, echo link. Third, general check-ins. I would like to ask everyone to check in one person at a time. This will help manage doubles and make check-in a more efficient process. The announcements have been taken care of. Thank you, Glenn, for that. I just closed my computer screen so I can just bypass that part of it. If you choose to participate in a topic, I didn't really pick a topic other than the usual. Why not talk about Christmas or New Year's? So what comes to your mind, something that's fun, interesting, radio-related or not, make people smile. Go for it, whatever you got for us. Love to hear about New Year's resolutions as well. Whatever you got. I'm struggling a little bit here with a cold, so forgive me. I'll try to hold on to that PTT a little longer for you. This is WATCM Net Control for the Monday Evening Social Hour. We will begin check-ins tonight by calling for the short time. Again, please go slow, and if you can, phonetically, one person at a time. I will ask for comments after this group checks in. First short time, go.
Drake, 8 BMH, short time.
Whiskey Baker, 8, Whiskey India, Victoria, Tom and Cadillac, short time.
Tom, Drake, Drake, then Tom. Anybody else for short time, go.
Cadillac GZ, short time.
Thank you, Glenn, I think that was. I didn't get that call sign, but I think that's Glenn. Next, short time, go. Okay, that's the end of the short time. That's a short list there. You guys are going to go easy on me. I'm not hearing any additional check-ins there. We'll start at the top of the list. Drake, NADMH, with your transmission. Go ahead.
Not a whole lot to report here. We are alive and well. How about that? And braving the snow. Been working on various radio projects behind the scenes, and that's really about it.
Thanks
to you there, John. You're doing a good job.
Thank you. Thanks, Drake, for joining us. The net today. That means a lot to me that you showed up. So appreciate you being here. And Happy New Year, everybody. Tom, next up, WBAWIV. I will never mess up that call sign again. Go.
Yeah, okay, Roger, John, and thanks for taking the net tonight. WATCM, WBAWIV. Currently, I think we've got something like 20 degrees here, maybe 23. I think we've got up to 32 degrees today. It got pretty soft out there. Anyhow, I don't make any New Year's resolutions. I gave up trying to do that years and years ago. But had a good day. It was a snow day down here. All the schools were closed from, Music and Manton to the west and down to, I think it was Marion to the south. That included everything in Cadillac. So we got kind of hammered last night with snow and, of course, I think it was some freezing rain in there with it. I don't know what's coming up tonight. We might see the same thing tomorrow, but anyhow, I am working tomorrow if we have school, I'll be going to bed shortly here. And went to the Y today, walked, did yoga, and then I gave plasma. So I've had a real busy day. But surprisingly, I wasn't that tired. I didn't take a nap, but been working on prizes for the contacting vendors some prizes for our Panfest, May the 2nd. Anyhow, that's about all I've got. And hopefully everybody has a good evening there. Watch the weather. I think you guys are up at Traverse are going to get hammered, I believe. Might be freezing rain. Anyway, back to you there, John. Thanks again. W8PCM, WBWY, I'll be clear. Good evening.
Thanks, Tom, for joining us this afternoon, or this evening, actually. It's almost time for bed. But last time I gave blood, they bruised my arm really bad. So now I'm scared to do it again, but days I'll have to do the same. But thanks again, Tom. Glenn, I didn't catch that call sign, and I'm embarrassed to say I don't really know it. So one more time on your call sign. Go ahead.
K8SGZ. I did say that way too fast. Really had a just nice break from work, had a nice holiday. I do have this very cool little drone puts in your pocket. You can fold it in half and flies itself. It's pretty slick. I haven't even had a chance to play with it just due to the really awful weather up here. But I'm looking forward to doing some time with that, and I have a couple ham radio projects I need to finish. So it's been pretty darn busy, and so hopefully I may have a little bit of time to do a little show and tell with everybody at the board meeting and the usual Tuesday night project night. So if you're interested, please join us. All right, that's for me, and John doing an excellent job. Back to you. K8SGZ.
Thanks, Glenn. Yeah, you're always doing something pretty cool at the project night. Even though it's a board meeting, you still throw that little thing in there that makes it interesting for the rest of people that yeah, like me. Yeah, exactly. I haven't showed up in quite a while. I apologize, but I've been just busy and whatnot. So, yeah, it's a poor excuse. Thanks, Glenn. You're at the bottom of the short time list. We'll now listen for check-ins using Echo Link or any other, like. I think All-Star can get in. I'm not sure how this all works, but go ahead with first Echolink / All-Star. Go ahead.
This is K8WPE in sunny St. Augustine, Florida.
This is
Kilo Delta 9 Whiskey with Uniform Kevin.
Charlie, and the name is Mike.
Kilo Delta 8 Whiskey, India, Uniform. Kevin, I believe that's Kevin, isn't it? I think I got your name right. I got your call sign. I'll come back to you in a minute. Mike, I didn't catch your call sign. One more time.
This is Whiskey 8, Victor, Papa, Charlie.
Yeah, it's dead time. Thank you. You doubled with Kevin there. I think that was Kevin. Well, hopefully it's Kevin. Next, Echo Link. Go. Okay, I'm going to cut that off at the Echo Link, then. Not hearing any additional Echo Links, I will now stand by for all check-ins. New licensed amateurs, this is your time as well. I've got that written in my notes. Are there any new licensed amateurs? That usually happens during the swap meet. Now you guys know I'm cheating by reading my notes. We would love to hear from anybody, everybody. First general check-in, please call now.
This is Kevin, KF8AGY. Mike Kilo.
This is Brad, November 8, Juliet X-Ray, Quebec.
This is Mark, Kilo Charlie 8, Zulu Alpha Papa.
This is Tony, Kilo Echo 8, Sierra Bravo Zulu.
Kilo Delta 8, November Hotel, Nicholas.
Holy smokes, I gotta slow you guys down a minute here. Weaning myself off the NyQuil here, so give me a second to catch up with you. I got Kevin. I got Mike. I didn't get the call sign. I got Brad. I got Mark. I skipped one. I got Tony, and I got Nicholas. Call signs? Yeah, I missed half of them, but I know who you guys are. I'm going to stand by for more. Go.
Christopher, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Mike Kilo.
Christopher, I copied you loud and clear. Thank you. Next general check-in. Go ahead. Oh, thank God. I need a break here. Just, I appreciate that. I don't know why I got lost that time. Okay, we're going to start at the top of the Echo Link and work our way down, and then we'll come to at the bottom there. We'll give some more chances for others to check in. I appreciate your patience with me. First Echo Link was Dave, K8WPE. If you're still with us, go ahead with your transmission.
Well, good evening. And W8TTM, this is K8WPE in sunny, well, it was sunny, St. Augustine, Florida. Had a nice trip down from my son's in St. Louis, and actually made it in 2 days. And been spending a couple of days just out shopping, getting things right in our condo and getting food so that we don't waste away to nothing. And just enjoying the warm weather down here. It's been really nice. We had rain one night, but the days have been very nice. Of course, our condo group is under the new law passed in Florida when condo down in Miami collapsed. And so they had to go around and every 10 years they had to check all of the re-rod and the decks and the walkways and whatnot, and anything found that might be susceptible to corrosion. They've been up there with air hammers blasting it out, and then they pour new concrete in, and then they put new coatings, and a lot of the regular people that come down did not come this year because of the noise and disruption, but we came for the sunshine, and we're tolerating the noise. Not a big deal. Anyway, so back to you there, John, and I'm going to stick around for a little while. W8TCM, this is K8WPE/4 in sunny St. Augustine.
Well, thanks, Dave, for coming back to us. I appreciate you joining me tonight, and us tonight, actually. And yeah, we're missed. I was thinking about you more than just today, but I decided to ask a question, and somebody said that you were gone. I'm kind of surprised by that, but anyways, we'll see you soon. Tell everybody we said hello. Kevin, KD8W, I had that wrong. What's your call sign, Kevin? Go.
A KD9 whiskey uniform. And for nostalgic reasons, once I move up there, it will still be KD9. I'm not going to change it to a KD8. So just so you know, for the record. Over here in Northwest Indiana, enjoying the warmer weather than it is up there. Slightly, we're supposed to be up in the mid to upper 40s by the end of week. We're expecting rain tonight. But I kept getting these weather warnings across my Alexa, and keep saying, hey, Central Lake is has a weather warning advisory. And then I went to check on Gaylord, and Gaylord has 60 inches of snow so far. It's like, yeah, and I want to move up there. Yeah, that makes real good sense. So, but anyways, I enjoy God's country, so I gotta move up there. So, anyways, guys, you have a great new year. It's gonna be a real process for us, I do believe, once we move up to the area. So I'm really looking forward to seeing you guys again. We were hoping to make it up there this week, things got changed. So anyways, we're going to say send it to you. And John, thanks for taking a net tonight. Do really do appreciate it. This is Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey Uniform, standing by.
Well, thanks, Kevin. You're missed as well. I haven't seen you in quite a while. But for the record, I didn't mess up your call sign. I just didn't write it down correctly. all right, that's kind of embarrassing. I think the next Echo Link was Mike, and the call sign that I copied was Whiskey 8 Victor Papa Charlie. Go ahead. Is that correct?
Yep, that is correct. You got it correct. Down here in Royal Oak, let's see, it's supposed to be freezing rain on Tuesday. Oh, fun. I checked where I used to live, Blair, which is south of Central Lake, and it's supposed to have, freezing, 50% chance of freezing rain. Oh, fun. Yeah, nothing much for the new year. We don't celebrate New Year's. And so with that, I'll pass it back to Net Control, W8UPC.
Yeah, freezing rain is worse than snow, as far as I'm concerned. Thank you, Mike. I appreciate you. Okay, we're done with the Echo Link and L-Star. Now we're going to move into the general check-in. Kevin, I think you're at the top of the general. KF8 AGY, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Alpha, something, something. I'm trying to learn my phonics. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hey, John and everybody on the net. John, you're doing fine. Don't worry. If all you're worried about is missing phonics, didn't they have a... I thought they had a school program like that once, Hooked on Phonics. We can get you hooked up with that. Anyway, I'm over here in my lab / shack, still trying to figure out my transmit cutoff on FT4 problem, but I'm getting closer, and hope to have that resolved in the next couple of weeks. It's looking like I might have to find a viable release and put that on my machine and see if it behaves, because the situation that's out there, it seems like it's a little bit different with everybody, and everybody seems to be pointing to RF interference in the shack, which I do not deny because the feed point of my antenna is about 10 feet away from my rig, and I'm pushing 100 watts. So hopefully I'll get that fixed up, but in any event, working on the January article, we're going to have, let me break this for a second. Yeah, working on the January article, and I think I was going to make it kind of a lesson in antenna physics for the everyday person. In preparation for the talk we have by Dr. Ed Fong, who is a seasoned electrical engineer and professor out at the University of California at Sunnyvale, I believe, and has offered to do a presentation on his dual-band J-pole for our club on the, I believe it's the 27th of this month. So looking forward to that. John and everybody on the net, at this point, I am going to turn it back over to Net Control. This is KF8AGY, and I'll be monitoring.
Thank you, Kevin. And two things. We should do like a field trip one project night to your lab. I'd love to see what you got going on over there. Your projects are amazing, and your articles are fun to read as well, so thank you for that. And then secondly, the phonics. So I learned it in boot camp, but then after boot camp I didn't use it because I wasn't a communications guy. So now you guys are teaching me how to be communications again, and I'm trying to relearn it. So, and I got a copy of it in front of me here, so I couldn't read it fast enough. But anyways, where are we at here? I got a name by the name of Mike written down, but I didn't catch a call sign. Is there a Mike in there that I'm missing? 3, 2, 1. Nope. Mike, if I missed a Mike, come back to us, please, and give me a second chance to copy that call sign properly. I think there was a second Mike in there. Brad, NAJXQ, if you're still with me, go ahead.
Thanks, John and Ned. This is Brad, NAJXQ, and I have some exciting news tonight. The Cherryland Amateur Radio Club has received a $1,000 grant to offer kit building experience to youth at the Makers Fest. This is a Makers Fest, a hobby activity is being put on by the district library here in Traverse City. We'll be up there in April with that, and we'll be buying a bunch of kits, either flashlight kits or an FM radio receiver. So I will be looking for volunteers to help mentor the youth on that day, and I'll be also be presenting on the whole project at tomorrow night's board meeting, so I hope you'll be there for that. One additional thing I can add is I will be attending the breakfast tomorrow morning. Hope to see you all there. This is NHJXQ.
Thank you, Brad, for all you do for these awesome projects. That is good news. That's amazing. Appreciate you coming back to us on the net tonight and joining me. Mark, I got your call sign, KCZAP. Go ahead with your transmission.
Well, this is Mark, KCZAP. Just a little report over the last 2 weeks, which includes the Christmas and New Year's holidays and that sort of a thing. And mainly I was occupied with, number one, food and friends. And then number two, clearing snow out of my driveway and off my roof. So, I don't know. The first one was pretty good, and the second one was out of work, but there it is. So this is KCATAP, back to Net Control.
Well, appreciate appreciate you joining me, Mark. And sorry for the delay there. I had to catch up myself here. But, Mark, thank you again. Have a good night. And where am I at? Tony. I think there's someone before between Mark and Tony. I put a T, and it's as far as I got. So if there's somebody other than Tony, come back to me with your call sign at the end here. I'm almost done. Until then, Tony, K-E-A-S-B-Z. Go ahead with your transmission.
John, I'm sorry for just stuttering. I got two T's in there, I think. Anyway, we're good. K-E-A-S-B-Z here. Kevin, why don't you shut off that star that you got downstairs, and maybe that'll take care of your interference. Just saying. And that was a beautiful star there at Christmas time. I really don't have anything for anybody. I'm still trying to catch up with what happened last year, and hoping to get caught up to this year. I'm usually by. I'm trying to figure out my tablet from the T-Barge meeting. I'm going to throw this thing out and get something else. Anyway, I don't have anything good to say tonight outside of staying warm and maybe I get to breakfast tomorrow. I'll have breakfast somewhere. How's that? I'm going to get it back to you, dear John. Thanks for taking the net tonight. And we'll see you guys soon, hopefully tomorrow night's meeting. This is KE8SBZ back to W8TCM Net Control.
Well, thank you, Tony. And you're booming, by the way, with that J-pole. I'm not sure what you got for power, but you are coming in crystal clear. Thank you for that. Again, if I did skip anybody, don't be offended. I'm just, for some reason, screwing up some things on the computer screen here. But, Nicholas, also embarrassed. I didn't write down your call sign. I talk to you all the time. One more time in that call sign, please, in your transmission. Go ahead.
Yep, John, thanks for taking the net tonight. A lot came at you in that call-in. Call sign, Kilo Delta 8, November Hotel. Nicholas, thanks for remembering me. And also, I believe this is the first net of the year, so thanks a lot for taking that, John. And, it's been great hearing all of the familiar call signs and people on. Let's see here, ham radio related. I am looking forward to Winter Field Day this month. I had to disassemble my HF radio because of some water leakage that I had in the basement. It wasn't anything bad. It did, get into the space where my radios were. Anyway, the point I bring that up is that my radio is not in where it usually is. I can go and set it up somewhere. I'm kind of excited to maybe use my van and do something out and about with my radio. I'm also always looking forward to the swap meet that was brought up at one point earlier on, and I just think that's going to be a great time this year. I've got a friend that just moved to the area, and he got his ham radio license recently, and it'll be his first time at the swap meet, so he'll get to meet some of y'all and hang out with us, and it'll be fun. Anyway, I'm going to keep it short, and I'll turn it back to you, and everybody else, 73 to your contact, KD8NH.
Nicholas, it's always good to hear from you. I got your call sign copied now in my cheat sheet, so I won't forget you next time. You say a basement leak, that could be bad. You said it wasn't that bad, but hopefully the stay's not bad. So I had a basement leak once. It was the water softener. Discharge hose came off. I had salt water or brine water all over my basement. It was nasty. Be careful with that. Christopher, I got your call sign right. KF8DMK, hopefully.
That is correct, John. This is Christopher, KF8DMK. Not a whole lot new going on in my neck of the woods. We got, let's see, 7 new lambs, I think, out in the barn. And my oldest daughter just turned 12 today. So that's the big news around my place. Don't think it's got much else going. So back to you. Thanks for taking the net, John.
Thank you, Christopher. If you say baby lambs, my 13-year-old daughter would absolutely love to see a baby lamb. Just putting a seed out there, maybe it'll grow. I don't know. Maybe we could hook up sometime and you could show us the lambs. Seriously. Okay, we're at the bottom of our list, I think. If there's anybody else that I missed or any other check-ins, I have some energy left. Go ahead.
K-A-W-Q-K, Pete.
Thanks, Pete. I'm honored. Any other check-ins? Go ahead.
Scott, WX1J.
Very good. I don't think I have to have repeated drop every time. I'm doing that. I don't think I have to do that. But thanks, Scott. Any other check-ins? Go ahead.
KFA-DMK recheck.
Hopefully that's going to be an invite. Thanks, Christopher. Any other check-ins? Go ahead. I got plenty of energy here. Go ahead. 3, 2, 1, last chance. Pete, are you still with me? It's K-A-W-Q-K. Go ahead. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, yep. Still here. Thank you, John. Hello, everybody. And look forward to seeing most of you at breakfast tomorrow morning. Tony, I'll save you a seat. K-A-W-Q-K.
Yeah, you have fun at breakfast, and don't mind me. I'll just go to work. I'm good. You guys have fun. Wish I could go someday. Scott, thanks for joining us as well. WX1J, go ahead.
Hi, John. Good evening, and good evening, everybody on the net. Hope everybody had a wonderful Christmas and a great new year, and we're off now into 2026, and boy, oh boy, what fun that's going to be. I'm just hoping. I'm sure it's going to be a great year, and we got 2025 in the rearview mirror, so that's a pretty good deal. Not much going on this side. I did get a new rig for Christmas. I try to do that like every 27 years. So I've been having a lot of fun going through two owner's manuals to try to figure out how it does what it does. It's a newer version of the technology, an SDR machine, and it's just a beautiful rig. It works well, and it does some amazing things. So I've been playing with that and having a wonderful time. And in as a counterbalance, so there's a counterpoise. That's it. The counterpoise to Kevin, who always does the antennas the proper way. I needed to get an antenna up. I needed to get it quick, and it was snowing. So I used some parts and put up a nice little antenna that was two 40-meter dipoles, or a 40-meter dipole, a 20-meter dipole, and the 40-meter just was not resonating because it's the top of the antenna is 8 feet off the ground. And so I said, well, I'm just going to put up a 10-meter antenna and see if I can make some contact with Eric and Daniel. And put the 10-meter antenna on, it works perfectly, and now 40 meters works as well. So it's a fan dipole of sorts at 9 feet, and was able to work Brazil, Europe, all over the U.S., and Canada. And so that was a little bit of fun, but just trying to have something that would resonate and get my new radio out and on the air, and it's just a blast. Quite a bit of difference between the old analog. I've got a Canada TS-2000, is the original, which I got in 98, 99, and it's done a great job. It's still doing a great job. I have it on now, and but the new radio just makes it looks like it's standing still in a mud bucket. So anyway, that is from this side, having fun on the radio, and turn it back to Net. John, W8TCM. Good evening, everybody, and we'll look forward to seeing you down the line. I won't be able to make breakfast for a full time tomorrow, but I'll try to pop in the morning. W8TCM, WX1J. Good evening.
Well, thanks, Scott. I appreciate you coming to us this afternoon. Your adventures are awesome. I love hearing about them. You inspire me, as do others in this club. But I never forget the inspiration that you've given me to learn CW, so appreciate that. I'm still working at it little by little, and I haven't made any contacts yet. I probably could, but anyways, I'm just having fun learning it and all that. So anyways, thanks again, Scott. Have a good night. Christopher Recheck, KF8DMK. Go ahead with your invite. I mean transmission.
Oh, boy. Yeah, John, so you're definitely welcome to come out to the farm sometime. I know several others that are listening have also been asking to come on out sometime. But yeah, feel free to shoot me a text. My phone number is 231-239-1340. So yeah, that's a good number to text me at, and we can go from there. So, back to you, John.
Christopher, thanks a lot for sharing that with my family. My daughter wants to be a veterinarian someday, and she's been talking about it since she was in kindergarten, literally. It's a long time. Anyway, though, these animals at the farms are an inspiration to her, you know. She takes care of horses every weekend and stuff, and she's really got her hands in it already. So seeing some baby lambs would really make her day. So I'll shoot you a text tonight, and then we'll just contact each other that way, and that'd be great. We're available almost every weekend. However, this Saturday I have to work. We can talk about that later. Sorry, this is another place. Okay, so we're at the bottom of our list, and where am I at with my notes? Yeah, this is WATCM. I will listen for... No, I already did all that. So we are have no further check-ins. Before we close the mesh net, does anybody have any questions or comments? Or maybe a recheck. Go ahead. I'm just getting warmed up, too. You guys are making me shut this thing down. I'm not hearing any questions or comments. This will end the Monday Evening Social Hour net for tonight. This net will meet again Monday, next Monday at 8 p.m. on this frequency, 146.86. My name is John. My call sign is K8VNA. Operating this evening is Net Control under the club call sign, W8TCM. I will now close the net and return this repeater to general amateur use. Thank you, everyone, for participating. I hope you are having a good evening, and W8TCM is clear.